Hello, this is Michael Steeb from Kaplan Financial, and in this podcast, I'd like to talk about the tax consequences of investing in a registered pension scheme. An individual can set up a fund to provide an income during their retirement in a tax-efficient way by making payments into a registered pension scheme. As we all know, investing in a registered pension scheme is a long-term investment. It's tax efficient for the following four reasons. The first is that the individual obtains tax relief on the contributions made into the scheme. Second, where an employer contributes into the scheme, tax relief for the employer contributions is available, with no tax benefit for the employee. The third reason is that registered pension schemes are exempt from income tax and capital gains tax. And finally, on retirement, part of the funds, that's 25%, can be withdrawn as a tax-free lump sum. Now, how many types of registered pension schemes are there? To obtain the tax privileges that we've been talking about, the pension schemes must satisfy certain conditions and, of course, be registered with Revenue and Customs. The two main types of registered pension schemes are an occupational pension scheme, that's a company scheme. I don't much like that phrase, but I'm afraid we're rather stuck with it. So an occupational pension scheme that's applicable to employees only. And of course the rather better known and easier to understand personal pension schemes, which are applicable to all individuals. And that's regardless of whether they're earning.